Hilda calls them according to the shade they are. Mm-hmm. A real light colored Negro is that bright man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that. Were you trying to think of mulatto?
Yeah, or quadroon, or octoroon. Or, but I wouldn't really call them that, because yes, go no. We just say that.
How would you refer to them if you were talking about them?
If I was talking about one to somebody else, I don't believe I'd ever say that mulatto. Mm-hmm. I would say that half white Negro, or that light skinned Negro. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay. How would a working class white man refer to the man he works for? He'd say that's my
boss.
What about a working class black man? He'd say that's my
I'm stealing. Boss.
Mm-hmm. Okay. People from the country, have you ever heard them made fun of by city folks? They'd say, he doesn't know anything about town ways, he's just an old.
Yes, I've heard, but I don't know what you want to say. He?
Okay. You ever heard, he's an old country Hoosier?
No.
Never heard that.
Hoosiers are from Indiana.
Okay. Fine. Say if somebody's waiting on you to go somewhere, he might say, well, aren't you ready yet? And you might say, well, I'll be with you
in a minute.
Or
in just a second.
Okay. If you want to know the distance somewhere, you might ask somebody, well, how?
Far is it?
Okay. And talking about how many times something is done, you ask, well, how do you do that?
Often.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to ask you about some names of parts of the body just for pronunciation. What do you call the part right here?
Forehead.
Okay. And this?
Hair.
If I let this go out, I'll go ahead.
A beard.
All right. And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Your right ear.
And this is my
left ear.
Okay, and that.
Here's
my
mouth.
This is the back of my
head. Neck.
Okay. This is my
throat.
This thing that you can see on something.
That's your Adam's apple.
Ever heard any other word for it?
No.
Do you know Goozer?
Yes, but I don't know that I realized it meant the Adam's apple.
What did you think?
Maybe I thought it was your windpipe, your gullet, your
esophagus.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. All these are my
teeth.
Just one would be a
tooth.
And the fleshy part?
Gums.
Right. And this is my
hand.
Have two
hands.
This part right here.
Palm.
To make a
fist.
Got two.
Fist.
Right. What about a place where two bones meet? That would be
a joint.
Mm-hmm. And the upper part of a man's body, that's his
torso.
Or his
chest.
Okay. You say he has broad
shoulders.
Right. And this is my left.
Leg.
That's my right.
Foot.
And I have two.
Feet.
Okay. What about this front part of your leg? What do you call it?
Where's your shin?
Yeah, that's what I'm after.
Okay.
What would you say if about the part of your leg right here?
Your thigh.
Okay. What would you say, you know, if you were working in your garden and you got down like this, what would you say you were doing?
Squatting.
Okay. Have you ever heard that back part of your leg that I was asking about called the haunches?
Yes, but I guess I think of an animal haunch than a person.
Yeah. Have you ever heard hunkers?
I've heard the expression, he hunkered down.
Mm-hmm. For squatting down.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, this expression, if a person has been sick, you might say, well, so-and-so's up and about now, but he still looks a little
pale.
All right. You ever use peaked?
Yes.
You might say so-and-so
looks peaked.
All right. A man who can lift very heavy weights, you say he's very
strong.
Same size that?
Husky.
Okay. Would you ever use stout in that context?
Yes.
That he's not necessarily overweight, but that he's just very
strong.
Okay. But I don't remember if you said it. You said he's very
stout.
Yeah, okay.